Okay, let's get started with Shoftim, not Shoftim, Shmuel Aleph, thank you, Perek Vav, Shmuel Aleph, Perek Vav, as we continue with the story of the Aron, and the Aron has left, and last Perek, the Aron caused Saris for the Plishtim, and in this Perek, the Aron returns. As the Perek describes, the Aron was in the field of the Plishtim for 7 months, and finally the Plishtim have had enough. The people of Gat and Ekron and all those places were getting plagued and were dying. So they said, what should we do? So their elder said, well, you have to send it back with presents. So they send it with animals, and they make golden achbarim as a zecher to the illness that they were suffering from. They made golden rodents, and they put it on a wagon with special cows, and they send it back. And just in case, just to make sure that it was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not just cows that would be going back, they take cows that were nursing, so they would have a very special connection with their young, and they leave their young behind. And they face the cows in the directions of Beit Shemesh, and they say, let's see if the cows go, and they go straight. They make a beeline for where the Jews are living, and they leave, and the Plishtim realize that this is all meant to be, and they go back to their homes, and they let the Aron go to where it goes. The Aron shows up in Beit Shemesh, and Yehoshua Beit HaShimshi comes out, and he sees, among with the other people of Beit Shemesh, they see the Aron, they start celebrating. They pashtus, they cut up the wagon, they build the Mizbeach, they sacrifice the cows on the Mizbeach, and they're having a party. And the Levim take the Aron, and they put it on a large stone there, and they start bringing Karbanos. The problem was that we find in the continuation, after the Plishtim take leave, that Hashem kills thousands of Jews because of how they acted irreverently with the Aron. What exactly did they do? We'll have to talk about it, but 50,000 men. We can't fathom these numbers, like in all of these stories. Chamishim Aleph Ish are killed, and the Am is in Avelus. And they say that it must be something that we did wrong. They start fasting, they start to do tshuva, they wonder, they say, we can't deal with this. So they call to the people of Kiryat Yarim, and they say, please, you take the Aron. And that's how the parak ends. But with the request of Kiryat Yarim to take it, and then we will see what happens in Kiryat Yarim the next time that we meet. But now, let's get back to Perek Vav, let's get to the details. So the Perek starts off by saying, Vayhi Aron Hashem b'stei plishtim shiva chadashim. The Aron was in the field of the Plishtim for 7 months. 7 months. So the exact amount of time is based on, at least hinted to in a Medrash, the Medrash in back in Brachos, the Medrash on the Pasuk in Parshas Vayera, where Avram Avinu makes a treaty with Avimelech, the king of the Plishtim, and it says there that Avram sets aside 7 sheep, Sheva Kivsos Hatzon Livaten, and Avimelech says to Avram, what are these 7 sheep? And it's part of the treaty. The Medrash says, Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atana Sata Sheva Kvasos Belibritzoni, you made a treaty with Avimelech against my will, 7 sheep, Chayecha Sha'ani Mashe B'Simchas Banecha Zayin Doros. I will delay, we'll have to see the simcha of your children 7 generations. Not until 7 generations will HaKadosh Baruch with Bnei Yisrael have respite. Right? Count 7 generations down. Right? All the tzaras that Am Yisrael have had in the generations after Abram. In the Brisbane Abbasarim, as was promised. Atana sata lo shevak vasos belirutzoni. You gave him 7 sheep. Chayecha kineged kain hargimi banecha shiva tzadikim. 7 of your children will be killed. Who is that? At the hands of the Plishtim. Who is that? Shimshon, Chafni, Pinchas, Shaul, and 3 of Shaul's children. That's 7. And then, Atan Atata Lo Sheva Kvasos, Kinegdon, Machrivin, Bibanecha, Zayin Mishkenos. Interesting, we spoke about this a couple of days ago, whether Shiloh was considered a Churban. Because of the 7 sheep, there will be 7 Churbanos. What were they? Ohel Moed, Gilga, Ohel Moed, which means the Midbar, Omoid, Gilgal, Nov, Givon, Shiloh, Beis Olamim, Beis Olamim. 7 houses of God. We don't have any record that the Ohel Moed was destroyed, what they used to use in the Mishkan, but that's counted separately even from Shiloh and Novi Givon. Okay, not for now. But then finally, the last line, Atan Asata Lo Shiva Kfasos, you gave him seven sheep, Aroni Ose Shiva Chadashim Bistei Plishtim. My Aron will spend 7 months away from the Jewish people. All because of these seven sheep that Abraham set aside. Seven generations, seven tzaddikim, seven mishkanos, and seven months. We here have the last one. Again, each of these requires more thought. But Abraham did something that he wasn't supposed to do here. And obviously we don't say that it's Abraham's fault that all of Jewish history happened. But it is somewhat of a remez in the Maisa Avos Simon Labanim. Right? There's one other Rishon that picks up on this in his commentary on the Akedah. And that is the Rashbam. Right, what the purpose of the Akedah was, according to Rov Rishonim, was that it is a Nisayon. It was a test. It was a test of Avram Avinu, the 10th test, according to Rov Rishonim, the high point. Finally, Avram passed this test, because the Pasuk says, Vo Elokim Nisa es Avraham. Hashem tested Avraham. Was it for the other people around? Was it for Avram himself? That's a discussion in the Ramban and the Radak. But the Rashbam says, read the first phrase in the Pasuk. The pasuk doesn't start off in Perachav Beis and Brachus. Vo Elokim Nisaz Avraham. It starts off with Vayehi Achar Hadvarim Ha'ela. It was after these things, and Hashem tested Avraham. Achar Hadvarim Ha'ela, says the Rashbam, Kol Makom Shenemar Achar Hadvarim Ha'ela Mechubar Ala Parsha Shelamala. It's connected to the previous section. What did the Torah just talk about right before the Akedah? The bris, the treaty between Avimelech and Avraham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Abraham, you're so worried about your children. You're making treaties with non-Jewish kings about giving away portions of Eretz Israel. You're so nervous what your children are going to be. Take your child and sacrifice him for me. No, don't try to figure things out, not with Eretz Israel. That's the Rashbam, unbelievable pshat, that the Akedah was a punishment, so to speak, for Abraham, for making the treaty with Avimelech. He says, Afkan, Achar Advarim Shakaras Avraham Brisla Avimelech, Lo Uli Nino Ulanechdo Shal Avraham, Vinasan Lo Sheva Kfasos Hatzon, Vichara Apo Shalakadish Baruch Huazos, Shahari Eretz Plishtim Bichlal Gvul Yisrael. It's part of Eretz Yisrael. Vashem Tziva Lam Lo Sechayakon Neshama, Vigam Yoshua Matilan Ari Chamei Sarni Plishtim Goro, Velchein Elokim Nisaz Avraham Kintero Vitsiaro. Right? It was a test, it was a punishment. Viata, he says, Nitka Esa Bebenshonat Aticha Lechros Bris Beinecha Bebein Beneihem. You made a treaty? Vata Lech Vahaleo Laola. Viyira Mahoila Krisas Bris Shalcha. Let's see how well your Krisas Bris works when you have to sacrifice your child to me. So that's the Rashbam connected to this Medrash, that Avram Avinu did something wrong with the seven sheep and all the parallels of seven that we have in the Medrash. So that's the first pasuk we have. So what happens? Vayikru la plishtim. So the plishtim, after it was there for 7 months, they call their kohanim and their leaders, their kosbim. Neymar manas el aron Hashem. What should we do with this aron of God? You know, we can't keep it here. Ho diunu bamenish alchenulim komo. How do we send it back? Vayomru. So the elders said, im shalchim es aron elokei Yisrael. If you send it back, al tashalcho oto rekam. Don't send it alone. Ki ashev tashivu lo asham. Send it back with an Hashem. Hashem can mean a gift, but Hashem also has the connotation, as Rashi here says, of kapara. Kapara, Rashi says, heker davar shatem modim shema'altem bo. You have to send something that recognizes, that reflects that you did something wrong, that you took it into the house of Dagon. So then only then, az teiraf'u, then you'll have a refuah. Right, it's mashma that they were sick. They had this terrible illness all the way until the time they sent it back. So they said, okay, what should we send? What should we send back? So the answer was, make large golden rodents. Right, the rodents that were going up into their bodies. So make large golden ones. Who wants a golden rodent? So the answer might be, we don't want a golden rodent, but that would be the greatest recognition that they know that the plague is coming from Hashem. If they're sending back the Aron Hashem with these golden rodents, so that's showing that they recognize where the plague is coming from. Vasitem tsalmei tchorechem, tsalmei achborechem, hamashchisem es haaretz, unesatem lelokei Yisrael kavod, ulai, maybe, we don't even know if this is going to work, the elders say, but maybe, ulai yokelos yadome alechem, maybe he will then have rachmanis on you, right, maybe through the Kiddush Hashem that they are doing by sending it back and showing everyone that they recognize it's from God, maybe that will somewhat cover up and be mechaper for the chilul Hashem that has been caused. Don't make your hearts heavy. It's amazing. It's 400 years after Yetzias Mitzrayim, but they're still talking about it. They're still the Goyim, not the Jews. The Goyim are still talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the elders say, don't be as thick as Paro. Don't be as stubborn. Halo kasher his alel bahem ayishalchum ayelechu. Right, finally they were sent out, so send it out. So therefore, what do you do? Ata kachuva asu, take a new agala. Right, never been used before. You want to make it new, special. And shtei paros alos, and two cows that are nursing. Asher lo aleha lehem ol, that have never been used also. They've never had a burden on them. Rashi adds, that's also part of the nes. Because cows that have never had a burden and a yoke on them, they wouldn't know what to do, what it means to schlep. How do you schlep? I'm uncomfortable, I'm just going to go crazy. So that's another part of the nes. It was a cow that has never been used before to schlep, and they're using it to schlep. And va'asartem as a paros ba'agalah, tie them to the wagon, va'ashebosem b'neihem, and me'acharem abayis, and put their calves, put them back in the house, away from them, and let's see what happens. L'kachtem, take the aron, put it on the wagon, ve'eskalei hazav, and the golden kalim that you make, tasimu ba'argaz mitzido, put it in the box that's next to it on the wagon, and send it, and then you'll see. If it goes straight to Beit Shemesh, then we'll know it's from God. And if not, not. Another amazing line. They're still not sure. They're still saying, well, we'll see if it works. Well, maybe God doesn't want to do an ace for them now. They're relying on an ace. They're daring God, do an ace for us. So what? And if God, Hashem, doesn't do the ace, they're still not going to believe. Even though they're dying and they're having this crazy illness. It shows how stubborn somebody who does not want to believe, even if they're generally coming around, it's still not full. It reminds us of the Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim, the Ramban writes in Parshas Beshalach, one of the most amazing psukim in all of the Torah is when Kriyas Yamsov takes place, there's dry land, it's blown, and what happens? The Mitzrayim chase them afterwards, they follow them in. You follow them in, you see the greatest miracle in the history of the world, and you run after them. You think God is not on their side? Says the Ramban, that Hashem always leaves open a little window so you could be a kofar if you really want to be. Moshe, how did the Torah describe Kriyas Yamsuf? Moshe lifts up his hand. A strong easterly wind. Haya says the Ramban, there in Beshalach, Haya haratzon lefanav yisparach, levakeh hayam beruach kadim miyabeshes. Hashem wanted to use a strong wind, sheyire keilu haruach yachamachareh v'syam. So it looks like as if there's a strong wind today. The tide today is going to be amazing. Shekasuv, yavo kadim ruach Hashem v'yibosh mekarov v'yachra mayano, hishgi limitzriyim v'yovdeim. And this misled the Mitzrayim. Ki ba'avur zeh chashvu ulai haruach sam hayam lecherava. Maybe it was the wind. V'lo yad Hashem astar those ba'avur Yisrael. And not because Hashem did it. Af al pi she'en ruach bokas hayam l'gzarim lo sam libam gam lazos. Even though the wind usually doesn't make 12 paths in the dry land, but they wouldn't focus on that detail. They would just think it was the wind. Ubo achareyem mirov ta'avasam lahara lohem. And they followed because they had a taiva to kill us. So they couldn't see things properly. V'zetam v'chizakti yisleif harovi avo achareyem shechizek libam. Not that he was machazek libam, he just left open the possibility. So here too, the Mitzri, the Plishtim, even after this whole process, they still don't admit it. They say, well, we'll see if Hashem does an ace, and then maybe we'll come around. That's what they say. If it happens, great. If not, not. So they put the aron on a wagon. They put a box next to it with all of the gold, and they send it on their way. There is a fascinating ha'arah that is mentioned. The Gemara in Maseches Yuma tells us that the list of items that were in the Kodesh Kadashim. What was in the Kodesh Kadashim? So we know the Aron was in the Kodesh Kadashim, and the Mun, a bottle of Mun, was in the Kodesh Kadashim, a bottle of Shemen HaMishcha, that they used the oil to anoint the Kelim and anoint the Kohanim, the staff of Aaron that blossomed and showed that he was the Kohen, and the box that the Plishtim sent back these Kelim in. That's what the Gemara says. Yumin and Beis Mabeis. Va'argav shashigru plishtim daron alokei Yisrael. And the question is, what is that doing in the fine? I say the Mon and the Shemen HaMishcha. These are all special individual kalim. But what's this box doing there? So explains the Nesivei Chaim. It's quoted here in the Kavosi Shalal Rav. He says, take a step back, think about it. The Aron should be there, fine. What's the Mon doing there? The Mon doesn't have Kedusha. The Mon doesn't have inherent, like we spoke about yesterday and the day before, connection to Torah. What's the Mon doing there? What's Aaron's stick doing there? What's the answer? You know what's allowed to be in the Kodesh Kodashim? Anything that brought a tremendous Kiddush Hashem and Kvod Shamayim. Anything that did that and brought people to recognize Hashem, so that could be in the Kodesh Kodashim. So, the Mon, obviously, Hashem supported 2 million people for 40 years with bread coming down from heaven. Or the stick that blossomed, a stick doesn't blossom, it's not growing. Each of these, right, have something to say relating to the Kiddush Hashem element, the Shemen HaMishcha, which is used to anoint the Kelim and to sanctify the most sanctified place in the universe. And finally, this Argaz, this box that brought the whole entire Plishtim to finally recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so that is why it gets to be in the Kodesh Kadashim. One note, and that is the Rambam, when he quotes what's in the Kodesh Kadashim, he does not have it. When the Rambam quotes what's in the Kodesh Kadashim, this is the Ha'ara of Reb Chaim, in Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph of Beis HaBechira, he quotes the Mon, the Mate, right, and he does not quote, and the Shemen HaMishcha, right, v'niklas imo Mata Aaron v'tzetzenes Shemen HaMishcha, v'kol elu v'chazur v'yesheni, he does not quote the Argaz. As if Reb Chaim says that all the other ones have a pasuk by them that says l'mishmeres, that has to be there forever. The Argaz must have just been a harasha. For a certain amount of time it was put there, but it wasn't something new. It wasn't something new that was going to be there forever. It was just for a certain amount of time, and that is why the Rambam does not quote it. But the Gemara has. The Gemara has. Okay? That's about the Argaz. So let's get back to the story. So what happens? They put everything on a wagon, and now they wait. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayasimu. Es Aron Hashem El Ha'agalah. Ves Argaz. Ves Achbari Azahav. Everything's there. And then, a very unusual word in Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayisharna HaParos Baderech. Al Derech Beit Shemesh. What does that mean? So, the Pashas, you would say, Vayisharna is from the word Yashar. To go straight. They went straight back. Straight back, the cows went back. They went back. Halchu haloch vagoa. They went, vagoa means they were moaning, explains the Mefarshim. They were moaning because their kids were behind them, but they knew what they had to do. So they were moaning and krechzing because they didn't want to, but they went straight back. That is Vayisharna v'lo saru yamin usmo, and the Sarni Plishtim looked and saw it, and they left. But Chazal tell us another idea of what Vayisharna might mean. Rashi here says, Teva Zu Androgynous. This word is an androgynous. What does that mean? It has a couple of meanings. Just like an androgynous is a couple of genders. Right? This is a couple of meanings. What meaning? The Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah, on Daf Chav Dalid, the cows started singing. From the word sheer. Vayisharna, they were singing. They were singing. They were singing about the Kadosh Baruch Hu. What were they singing? So the Gemara goes through exactly what they were singing. Ma'avi Yasharna, Amar Biyokhanim Shubhari Meir Shamru Shira. Farav Zutra Ratuvia Amar Rav Mashira Amru. Amar Biyokhanim Shubhari Meir Oz Yashir Moshe Vene Yisrael. They were singing Oz Yashir. Rav Biyokhanim Dide Amar Vamartim Vayamu Hodu Lashem Tiru Vishmo. Rav Shimon Lakish Amar Mizmar Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash Ki Niflo Sasa. All these days, Hashem Malach Yirgazu Amim. Five different days. Hashem Malach Yoslavesh. Roni, Roni, all these different days in the Gemara, what they were singing. Unbelievable! That's the Gemara. Ask the Ritva on that Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Chav Dalid, what an unbelievable miracle! The cow started singing! So why isn't this in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos? Which talks about the 10 special items that were created, Beit HaShvashos, like the mouth of the donkey that spoke to Bilam. Where's this one? This is a pretty big nace. Why don't we make a big deal about this? So the Ritva's answer is that maybe it's included in Bilam's donkey. Bilam's donkey means all animals that will sing and talk in the future, they're included. That's the Av, and this is a Tolda, says the Ritva. But it's all included in the Aton. That's the Ritva. If you look in the Ben Yehoyada, there in Avodah Zarah, he has two other answers. He says, first of all, maybe Chazal didn't want to make a big deal about it because of the tragedy that occurred two psukim later. That it came back, they were singing, but what happened afterwards? What happened? 50,000 Jews died. It's terrible. So maybe that's why we don't want to focus so much on it. It's not like Bilam, where everything was a great bracha. And number two, he says, and you have to work this out in the Gemara, maybe it doesn't really literally mean they were singing. But like we know from Perek Shira, that all the animals, when they do what they're supposed to do in creation, that's a song to Hashem. They sing when the birds chirp, when everybody does their own thing. That's Perek Shira. That's what they're not physically saying the words, but they're acting like they're supposed to act, so that itself is the singing. He says, Shashar Ein Zachidish Ta'ika Pipirke Shira, Mikol Chayosu Behemos, Va'ofo Shomim Shira, Upirish Rabbeinu Arizal, Hakavana, Sheyish Malach Mimune Al Kaldavar Vadavar, Umikal Minumin. There's a power that's over every being in the world. V'hu Omer Shira, V'hu HaOmer Shira B'chol Yom. V'chein Kan, HaMalach HaMamune, Al Min HaParos, Chala B'fihem, V'hu HaYomer HaShira. V'nirin HaDvarim Yotzim Mipihem, V'einem Eleven HaMalach. It was the Malach that was Mamune on cows. Right, it wasn't the cows themselves. U'kimo Inyan HaMagid, Shel Marana Kadosh, Zal. Like the Magid of Rabbi Yosef Cairo. Achdvarim shedibra ha'aton, shehem einam divrei shira, kidvarim shel vikuach lebilam. But the aton said to Bilam, that wasn't shira, that was koach hadibur, that was mamish, a conversation that he was having with Bilam, and that's why it is on the list. Amazing discussion about the cow singing shira. So what happens? The cow sing shira, and they go straight back. The people of Beit Shemesh are cutting. What are they doing? It is their coat. They're cutting the kitzir chitim. They're cutting the wheat. What season is that? Sounds like a Shavuos time. Sounds like a Shavuos time. That is a little problematic. Why? And we don't really fully know the answer to this. The question is better than the answer. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it's somewhat of an unknown siman in Shulchan Aruch. In siman Taf Kuf Pei, the siman right before Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, the Shulchan Aruch lists off days that people have a minhag to fast. So nobody nowadays fasts these days. It's like 25 days that there's a minhag to fast when all certain events happen. On the first day of Nisan, because the Bnei Aaron died. On the 10th of Nisan, because Miriam died. On the 17th of Elul, that's all these days that we don't know. On the 8th day of Teves, because that's when the Septuagint happened. On Zayin Adar, right, because Moshe Rabbeinu died. Right, on the 23rd, that's the day Pilagish Megivah happened. All these dates. But one of them is important for us. It says on the 10th of Iyar, because that's the day Eli and his children were killed and the Aron was taken. On the 10th of Iyar. So if you do the math, 10th of Iyar, 7 months later, that comes out in the winter. Right? That's not Kitzir Chitim. So what does it mean here that it came to them in the Kitzir Chitim? That's a big problem. Right? One answer might be that some suggest that maybe it was in the field. The Plishtim sent it out for 7 months. It was by the Plishtim for like a couple of months. And then it was out in the field for 7 months. They were figuring out what to do with it. And then they sent it back. Either way, something doesn't make sense. If something doesn't fit, if it was really the 10th of Iyar when this occurred. Okay, so what happens? So they come to the Kitzir Chitim, and the Yehoshua Beit HaShimshi sees this, and he's cutting up, he cuts up the wood of the Agala and the Paros, and they bring Karbanos. What happens? Then there is somewhat of a problem in that the Gemara Moed Katan tells us that the same wagon that the Plishtim sent the Aron back on, that's the wagon that Dovan HaMelech brought the Aron to Yerushalayim on. And the problem is, you read these sukkim, it sounds like they chopped up the wagon in order to build a mizbeach. So if you look, the Aznayim LaTorah says, no, it can't be they chopped up the wagon. Because look at the next pasuk. In pasuk Tezvav, V'halavim horidu es Aron Hashem. They took the wagon, well, they took it, take it down from, if they already burned, cut the wagon up. No, it means that they cut, let's say, the boards that connected the wagon to the animals, the upper boards, the Aznayim LaTorah, on the Haftorah to Shmini, which is that Haftorah about David and going up to Yerushalayim, so he says they must not have cut the entire wagon, but only parts of it. Good. So what happens? The Levim take down the wagon, they put it on a big rock, and the Anshei Beit Shemesh starts, they're bringing Karbanos. They're happy. They're loving it. What are they so happy about? So I saw maybe it's connected to the Ramban at the end of Mishpatim, where the Ramban says whenever you have a Kabbalah Satorah, you have a Chiyuv to make a party. Shavuos, Simchas Torah, Purim, Kabbalah Torah, when we can see them. So here too, they got the Torah back. They got the Aron back. Whether it had the Luchos or not, good question. Did Shaul take the Luchos? But either way, they were making a party. And then the Psukim describe exactly what the golden items looked like. And then comes the tragedy. Vayach ba'anshei Beit Shemesh ki ra'u ba'aron Hashem. Similar to Nadav and Avihu, that Hashem smote them. What Aveira did they do exactly? Not 100% clear. The Radak has a couple of opinions. That they didn't show proper respect. Some say they saw the Aron and they were so excited, but they went back to their work. They didn't like stop working and all go dance around it. Some say an unbelievable pshat. Look at the pasuk. It says they ki ra'u ba'aron. Maybe they opened up the Aron, and they wanted to see what was inside. So either the Luchos were there, which was inappropriate, the Chai Misa for that, or if the Luchos weren't there, maybe you're just not supposed to open the Aron, right, for no reason, right? So either way, they did that. Others say the Medrash says that maybe they were being punished because why didn't they try to get the Aron back all these months? Why didn't they try to get the Aron back? Okay, fine, you were defeated. But you the Plishtim obviously didn't want the Aron. If you would have come asking for the Aron, there's a good chance they would have given it back to you. So Hashem's upset. Now you're happy. And what about for the past few months? You didn't, even if you wouldn't have been successful, you didn't even try to give it back. And finally, the Musar HaNeviim suggests maybe it's the contrast of the reverence that the Plishtim showed the Aron, putting it on the wagon with the gifts, and what did the Bnei Yisrael do? They opened it, they danced, but you have to show a little reverence. So that's why couple of ideas why they were smoking. Again, they didn't have proper covet. All the ideas are connected, and they didn't have proper covet for the Aron. And again, this happened. It's going to happen again. Right? When they bring the Aron back up, we're going to learn about Uzzah. Right? What happened there? We'll have to see. But Yisablu Ha'am, the Am is an Avelis, and they say, Oyve, Miyuchal Amo, the Fan Hashem Elokim HaKadosh Hazeh. Who can bear this? Interesting contrast. When the Plishtim walked into their God and with his head chopped off, they didn't connect it to God. Here, Am Yisrael, right when this happens, they realize. They realize it's some message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they said, we can't deal with it. So they send Malachim to Kiryas Yarim, and they say, please, you have to take the Aron from us, because we can't deal with it properly. So B'ezras Hashem, we'll see if the Aron gets an almost final resting place, where it's going to stay through the Tkufa of Shaul and David Shaul and David, and ultimately Shlomo moving it back, David moving it back to Yerushalayim, and Shlomo putting it into the Beis HaMikdash. We'll have to see what the next step for the Aron is in the coming parak.